Well, the heat and humidity continues. We again saw scattered storms develop late yesterday afternoon. Boy, the rainfall amounts ranged a great deal, barely measurable anyway, at the International Airport. About 8-tenths of an inch at CBS 47 and Fox 30 and WOKV studios on the south side, not far from UNF. As much as 2 to 4 inches of rain in a narrow band from the Buckman Bridge eastward to near Ponte Vedra. So we had some really heavy amounts, and then we had other areas that didn't get anything at all. Not unusual for this time of year, and kind of went as expected with the development time and how widely scattered they were, but very heavy. Today, the coverage should even be a little bit greater this afternoon into this evening, so keep an eye to the sky. We're still looking at especially about 3 to 8 p.m., give or take, with showers and storms spreading east-northeast at about 15 to 20 to 25 miles per hour, producing heavy downpours and gusty winds. While not everywhere again yet today, many spots, and then combined with the rain of tomorrow and what occurred yesterday, we should all manage at least some rain at one time or another through Friday evening. So that's some good news. And the heat continues too into the 90s today. Yesterday was the 17th 90-degree day in May. That makes it tied for first for the most 90-degree days in Jacksonville in the month of May. And today should be the 18th day and would be the new record. And we're also, as far as the average temperature goes, we're on the fourth warmest May so far on record. It looks like we're going to end up in the top five of warmest Mays on record in Jacksonville. Last year was the sixth warmest May on record. So we've had a back-to-back really toasty Mays. And at least our showers and storms helping out some late this afternoon and this evening. And then we should have another round, perhaps a couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow and tomorrow evening at just about any time. Temperatures still, though, will be near 90 tomorrow, and it will be plenty humid. But the good news is that round of showers and storms, the rainfall activity for tomorrow, is ahead of the next cool front that rolls through tomorrow night. And oh, what a change over the weekend. Now, temperatures during the day will still be very warm. That's just not going to change now when you're into late May and early June. But the humidity will be dramatically lower over the weekend. So we turn off any rain chances after perhaps a lingering shower early Saturday, especially south of I-10. But then we'll clear the skies, and that lower humidity will make the temperatures in the upper 80s Saturday afternoon not feel too bad, and we'll crash to 60 to 65 Saturday night. Won't that be nice when you head out the door early Sunday morning? And then Sunday back into the upper 80s in the afternoon. But again, very comfortable humidity. So this is a good looking weekend overall, especially once we push out the clouds and any lingering showers early Saturday. And we'll start out the new work week still quite nice. Partly sunny, upper 80s on Monday. It does look like the humidity returns by the middle and end of next week, which again, we would expect by now, and also perhaps would appear a better chance for some late day showers and thunderstorms again by the middle and end of next week. But in the meantime, back to a relatively dry pattern after the rain and scattered storms of the next couple of days. And in the tropics, the Atlantic remains quiet, but typically the East Pacific perks up earlier than the Atlantic, and that's been no exception this year. Elvin is developing over the eastern Pacific off the coast of Mexico. It'll move northward and is in a favorable environment for strengthening over the next day to day and a half, but then reaches a really harsh environment upon approach to the Baja of California over the weekend and should be quickly falling apart before it has much impact on any land areas. So the first named storm of the season, East Pacific, it's Elvin. There'll be no impacts at all on the Atlantic side, which continues to look quiet as we head to the beginning of the hurricane season on the Atlantic side on Sunday, June 1st. There are some indications of perhaps some tropical mischief, if you will, the week after next. But still, obviously, early on that. It doesn't look to be overly intense at this point, but something to keep an eye on in the much, much longer range. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.